think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lickman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals. Nigel's put together songs from the Carpenters for the whole week. Karen Carpenter would have been 72 this March. Okay, JR.
Day after day,
oh.
I must
this is awesome.
Sing forward. I won't last a day without. I won't last a day.
Good for you.
Is that all of it, or is it I won't without you? I was singing this in San Francisco.
They were amazing.
Oh, they were amazing.
I miss them when I hear this.
Makes me cry.
Awesome.
Makes you get the Kleenex. Gosh darn it, what music does for you, right?
Well, you know, they had so much history, and sadly her health issues got in the way of her reputation for that amazing voice.
Pure.
Yeah.
Like Mama Cass, I think of them both as pure. Speaking of good hearts, J.R. Roberts is in the house from...
Well, I'm here from the Plaza Theater, the fabulous... iconic Plaza Theater in downtown Palm Springs.
We're using the word legendary.
Legendary?
Everywhere. The legendary.
Or the iconic.
The iconic legendary. But so tell us, first of all, will you take 2 seconds and give us a recap of the star dedication? And Araceli's going to come up next. But then you had a function for the Plaza Theater after David Lee Starr.
Well, before I do that, do your listeners know that we are sitting in a room that's all red and that you are head to toe in red, including red hair, and sitting in front of me is a big bowl of chocolate? Do your listeners know that?
Yes, they do.
Love that.
We wear red and we eat chocolate.
Well, I know that we live by those mottos, but being in your, you know, I have only been in your conference room, your new one, for the first time. Oh. I don't remember it being this red. It's
Isn't
gorgeous.
This fun?
Yeah.
It's a nice way of remembering things I wouldn't remember otherwise.
Yeah.
As you get older, I'm 76 now. I've been singing since I was 3. I've been entertaining since I was 3. Never missed a year of doing a show somewhere, and you forget all that. Yeah. So, I mean, I have this a duplicate room with other pictures at home, the I Love Joey room. But it's it's good to remember, and you have a lot of that, JR. Look at your service to the community.
Well, you know what? Like you, I'm dedicated to community, and I love my city, and I want to give back. And that's how I think of you and what you do. I know this is your passion, but a big part of it is that you're giving back to the community. And I know your listeners love you for that.
Oh, thank you, my Joey pals. Tell them about the party you threw with the David Hyde Pierce and the folks from Frasier.
You know, my only regret on that event was that everyone couldn't have been there. It was so much fun. You know, Frasier has three generations of fans now, and we had every age group in that room. We had 20-year-olds and up, and the 20-year-olds, the college kids, were just as passionate as the old people, you know, like me, you know. And it was an amazing event, and they gave their heart. And most importantly, the theater lives. You know, the beauty is we bring people into the theater, and they get to see what it was and what it is and what its future will be. And that's what we love the most about those events. People get really emotional. I'm sure many, if not all of your listeners, have been in that theater.
I bet.
For one reason or another. And everybody has a great memory. My favorite is talking to people about their favorite memory in the theater and what might have happened.
The Follies, probably.
Well, the Follies, or making out in the balcony.
Oh, yes.
Or watching Jaws, or, you know, David Lee, who is our main donor, who gave us $5 million recently. His last memory of the Plaza Theater was watching Porky's. Remember the film Porky's?
No. Tell me.
I think you do.
I do?
I think you remember the film Porky's. It was a pretty important film. It's iconic in a goofy way.
Okay.
But the show was amazing. And again, it just highlights what we can do there. And what's amazing about David Lee, so this is the man that recently gave us $5 million. It takes us halfway to where we need to be.
What's your budget that you're trying to raise?
We really need to raise about $10 million.
See, now, that doesn't seem like an exorbitant amount.
Not in this day and age. No. You know, not when homes are easily over $1 million now for a basic home, right? So we're blessed to have him. But what makes him even more wonderful is that people in David's position can write a check and they can be done. And that's not David. David came onto the board with me. He works as hard as anybody else. He put together that entire show for us. Of course, the Friday before the show, he got his star on the Walk of Fame.
And Walk of Stars.
Or the Walk of Stars, you're right. And I always have to be corrected on that. Thank you.
Gerhard Van Zyl walked into my studio 20 years ago and corrected me, because that was the last time I said the Palm Springs Walk of Fame.
Interesting.
He walked in and corrected.
And apparently that sunk in.
Yes.
I'm not quite as bright as you are.
Oh, please.
And it takes me longer. But at the end of the day, anyway, it was mobbed. His star dedication was mobbed. The show was a huge success. And it just shows, I don't know, Joey, I'm sure you see this and hear this all day long. People are desperate for things that are warm and friendly and remind them of good times. You know, we're on the verge of war again. What's going on in other parts of the world we don't have to get into right now. But I think people are just desperate for something that feels good.
And look what we're coming out of.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Being together again in that wonderful new Palm Springs downtown park.
Oh, my God. Have you been down there for the concerts and
things? I went to the Eagles.
Oh, my God.
Of course I did.
I went to the Madonna event.
How was that?
There had to be 5,000 people. If you are not coming down for this free concert.
First Wednesday of every month.
It is an absolute.
Elton John's blast. Next in April. And what we do on the Joey English Show, we're not talking about what we're supposed to.
I know.
But we play the music like we played Madonna music the whole week of the first Wednesday in March.
Oh, to celebrate it.
Uh-huh. And awesome. The first week of April will play all Elton John.
Awesome. Awesome.
See,
I love it.
But what do you want? What are we going to do to the Plaza Theater? What are we going to make it?
So, you know what? The Plaza Theater, you know, as you well know, Joey, because we've talked before, you know, it was built in 1936. It became the living room for Hollywood when they were away, when they were on vacation. And this is where Hollywood came, starting in the 20s, to get away from Hollywood. This was the place they could hide away and let their hair down. And The Racquet Club. Live a normal life. Well, as normal life as
press was not allowed on the grounds.
And that's what made it safe for them. So the Plaza Theater was their living room. That's where they came to see movies and hang out. And they could see radio shows from people like Bob Hope and Frank Sinatra. I mean, amazing things were going on in Palm Springs. So here we are. It's, you know, now 2022, and the theater desperately needs a restoration. And so what we're doing, we're all volunteer. I've created a foundation, and we are going to fully restore the Plaza Theater back to what it was in 1936. Of course, it'll have state-of-the-art sound and state-of-the-art lighting, and it will be comfortable and all new seating. But when you walk into that theater, you will be walking back in time. And for those of us who grew up in movie theaters, just walking into the place will fill you up with love and joy. It's that cool inside. I need to give you a tour. I don't think we've done that
yet. I haven't done that. And is it going to be a movie theater?
Yes, it's going to be a movie theater. It's going to be a venue for music. It's going to be a venue for lectures. It's going to be a venue for comedy, for chamber music, for the city will use it for its State of the City events. Remember, when we're done, we'll be at about 700 seats. Well, the only theater bigger than that locally is the McCallum. Mm-hmm. And so we fit perfectly with them in doing smaller events. Now we have across the street 1,200 free parking spaces that we never had before. So in the past, when people came, there wasn't parking. Now you can park, walk across the street, walk into the theater. That'll make it useful all through the summer. I think the theater will be mobbed. And you know what's even more wonderful? The city of Palm Springs owns it. It doesn't have to make a profit. It should break even, which means the entertainment that goes on at the plaza can be affordable for everybody.
Exactly. And, new bathrooms.
Know, oh, new everything. New, yes. Oh, yeah, new bathrooms, I promise.
Yes.
New bathrooms, new everything.
Dressing rooms.
Dressing rooms, bathrooms. We'll have we're doubling the size of the lobby so that we can have events there.
How will you do that?
Well, if you think about the theater, there's a huge area out in front that's covered. All we have to do is move the doors forward.
Of course.
So we don't hurt the theater in any way, but we double that lobby size.
Of course.
So we can do, you know, cocktail events, and we can do meet and greets, and we can do so much more in the theater.
What's your time frame?
I am hoping to finish up our fundraising by the end of this year. Some might think I'm ambitious. I think we can do it. And I think we will be using that theater by the end of 2023.
Take a year to build it out.
I think we got to give ourselves a full year to restore it. And I'm excited. I mean, I'm already bidding contractors. I'm interviewing architects. With our $5 million donation, we can start that work.
Yes.
So we're going to hit the ground running.
That's wonderful. Now, can people donate 5 cents, $5, $50? How are you organizing that?
We make it so easy. You can put it on your credit card and even get flight miles for that. So if they go to SaveThePlazaTheaterPS.com, there's a donate
button. How are you spelling theater?
In the traditional way, T-H-E-A-T-R-E.
Oh, properly, I call
that.
Yeah,
when you're referring to the building, it's T-R-E at the end, so T-H-E-A-T-R-E.
And Save the Plaza Theater, P-S.com.
Save the Plaza Theater, P-S.com. And if you just go to the World Wide Web and Google Palm Springs Plaza Theater, that'll come up. And we have a donate button there, and you can donate 50 cents or 5 million. And we're grateful for all of it. We have all sorts of great naming opportunities there, too.
Tell me.
The website's wonderful. People can name, they can name everything from the auditorium down to the bathrooms, the seats. And there will be different levels. Yeah, the seating will obviously be the most exciting because we'll have 700 seats to name. And so, but if you have $5 and you want to help the theater, we are thrilled with that, and we are hugely grateful.
Do you need volunteers yet?
You know, what's wonderful is we have a 18-person board, and we have a slew of volunteers for our event we did this last weekend. We had 25 volunteers there, so we're good on that front. But if people have great ideas or other thoughts, just contact me there on the website. I am always open to hearing people's thoughts and ideas. And, of course, the donations mean everything to getting that theater back.
That's little by little by lots. J.R. Roberts, what's your official title?
President of the Foundation, the Plaza Theater Foundation.
President of the Plaza Theater, spelled properly, Foundation.
Exactly. So you know what I think we should do next time? We should take your show on the road into the theater.
And we'll take my handheld Zoom.
Let's go do a show in the theater.
We'll do that.
Yeah.
That'd be fabulous.
Wouldn't that be a blast?
Thank you so much for stopping by, and bless your heart for believing in this town.
Oh, I'm like you, Joey. I'm committed. I love this place.
Yes.
I should be committed, but I'm committed to this town.
We thank J.R. Roberts. If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.